Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. Another vintage one that we found that I cannot resist sharing. It is called Magic Growing Powder. It is by Janet Quinn Harkin. The pictures are by Art Cummings. And friends, if you know anything about us, we love to find books that are great read alouds. And this one is nearly as old as I am. So we're going to talk about this. And we're also going to talk about being happy about who you are and how you are. Do you know you don't have to change anything about you to be happy? Happiness is a choice. It's true. Let's see what happens to if you keep that in the back of your mind as I read this story. Okay? You ready? Here we go. Oh, wait. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Super Hammer Bro and his pet baby Chocobo.
Whoa, let me get this straight. Super Hammer Bro and his pet Chocobo? Amazing. You never know who's going to be here with Mommy. That's the Chocobo? Fantastic. All right, friends, here we go. Once there was a king named Max. He was very, very short. King Max hated being short, although no one else seemed to mind. He spent all his time trying to make himself taller. He hung by his hands from the lights, but that just hurt his arms. He hung by his feet, too. You see, he's trying to stretch himself out, right? Mm-hmm. He ate bowl after bowl of spinach until he began to turn green. That makes you strong. Mm-hmm. But nothing made him taller. So King Max sat and sulked all day. What does it mean to sulk?
I don't know.
It means to pout.
Oh, now I know. I sulk all the time because baby Chocobo is so small I can't ride him.
There you go. He sent his whole court away and filled the palace with strange people who promised to make him taller. And we can see in the picture, there's a guy who's got stilts, and another guy who has got balloons that you can kind of hang from and then float around. There's a guy with a unicycle. Some people who have a big potion that says, think tall. I don't know that any of those are going to help, though. His only child, Princess Penny, was very sad. Father, she said, there is no one to rule your kingdom. But the king would not listen to her, so things got worse and worse. And one day, two strangers came to see the king.
Your Majesty, they said, we have brought you this.
And they opened a small wooden box.
What is it?
Asked King Max.
It looks like a box of sand.
Magic growing powder, said the strangers. When some of this falls onto a living thing, it grows overnight.
How much does the powder cost?
Asked the king.
Oh, half of your kingdom, said the strangers.
And your daughter's hand in marriage,
said the other.
Cheap at the price,
said the king. Princess Penny did not believe the strangers, and she did not want to marry either one.
Now, wait a minute, father,
she said.
We must test the powder first.
Very well,
said the king. The strangers went to the window and sprinkled some powder onto the daisies below.
Just wait overnight,
said the strangers. At night, they dug up the daisies and planted sunflowers. And so, sure enough, by morning, there were flowers reaching to the window's ledge.
I'll take the powder,
said the king. Just a minute, said the princess. It worked on flowers, but does it work on anything else? We must try it again.
Oh, very well, said the king.
So the strangers sprinkled some on the palace cat, and they shut it in the cellar for the night. And while everyone else was asleep, they brought in a tiger instead. Next morning, a deep growl came from the cellar.
Goodness, shouted the king. That cat is huge. That powder works. Bring me half my kingdom.
Just a minute, father, said Princess Penny. You wouldn't want to grow too tall, would you? Look at how large those flowers and that cat grew. Try the powder on these men first, and then we shall know the correct dose for a person.
Great idea, said the king.
But the strangers didn't think so. They looked unhappy when the king sprinkled powder on their heads. They looked unhappy when guards locked them in their room for the night. But in a few minutes, they fell asleep.
So far, so good, said Princess Penny, who had put a sleeping powder into their wine.
And when all was quiet, she crept out of the palace and called together all the carpenters and all the tailors and all the shoemakers. They made two tiny beds, and they made tiny shoes and tiny clothes, and they lowered the ceiling. And in the morning, when the two strangers woke up, they were hanging over the ends of their beds and leaped up and banged their heads on the ceiling. And they tried to get dressed, but their clothes were much too tiny.
Help! Help! We've turned into giants!
Screamed the two men. And they leaped out of the window and ran away and were never seen again. So King Max called back all the court, and he worked so hard at being a good king that he didn't have time to notice he was short. And what's more, his people didn't notice he was short either. And the moral of that story is short is beautiful.
And tall is also beautiful.
Tall is also beautiful. In fact, all
medium's
beautiful. Medium is beautiful. All shapes and sizes are beautiful. But what's important to note here is his solution. He was not happy with how he currently was. And you know, there will be times in your life when you will look at how you are, and you might not think you're happy with how you are either. But do you know what he did? He could have spent the rest of his life trying to grow taller, or he could have turned around and served his kingdom, which is what he chose to do. And when he served his kingdom, he was so busy serving, he didn't have time to worry about how tall or how short he was, because he was probably very busy helping others. And that is really what we need to focus on, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being worried about how you look or what you feel and being upset about it, instead focus on how you can make the world a better place and be out there doing that as much as you can. Okay? Mm-hmm. Promise?
Mm-hmm. And then that would be...
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.